International Bible Lessons Commentary, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 14, New Revised Standard Version. International Bible Lessons, Sunday, December 7, 2014, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. The International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series for Sunday, December 7, 2014, is from Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Please note, some churches will only study Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson commentary below. Study Hints for Thinking Further, a study guide for teachers, discusses the five questions below to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Hebrews 1, 1. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. The heavens declare the glory of God without words. See Psalm 19. Most importantly, beyond that fact, God has spoken with words in the Bible, in a variety of ways, through a variety of people, over hundreds of years, without any of the writers contradicting one another. God spoke by prophets, including Abraham, Moses, David, and others. All of the writings in the Bible are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. The prophets pointed to the coming of the Messiah and what he would achieve for the benefit of all God's people. Hebrews 1, 2. But in these last days he has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. The last days began with the birth of Jesus Christ in Bethlehem. God speaks to us in the Bible, which is translated into many languages from the original Hebrew and Greek languages. The Son is the language that God spoke in word and deed when Jesus Christ came to earth and ministered to us. God created all things through the Son. See also the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 3. All things, all of created existence, belong to the Son. As the Son of God, the Father, all that the Father has and will ever have belongs to Jesus Christ as an heir. Hebrews 1, 3. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. When anyone looks at and listens to Jesus Christ, they see God in his glory exactly as our loving God acts and speaks to us. They see a perfect reflection of God's holy character in everything Jesus said and did. Imagine seeing with perfect eyesight your face reflected perfectly in a perfect mirror. When you see Jesus and learn the truth about Jesus, you see the reflection of God perfectly, and you learn the perfect truth about God. Moreover, Jesus is the perfect God and the perfect representative of God, as the Son of God. Jesus proclaimed, "If you know me, you will know my Father also." And, "Whoever has seen me has seen the Father." John chapter 14, verses 7 and 9. Jesus is so powerful that his word keeps all of existence in existence, moment by moment, and all created existence depends completely upon him. Everything we are, have, ever will have, and ever will be depends completely on Jesus forever. As a glorious expression of God's love for us, Jesus died to purify us from our sins and make it possible for us to enter into the very presence of our holy God and remain there forever. After Jesus died by crucifixion for our sins, he rose from the dead and now sits at God's right hand from where he rules and will return to earth someday. Hebrews 1:4. Having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. Jesus is not only superior to those in the Bible who wrote about him, Jesus is also superior to angels. Jesus came to earth to save us from our sins. After he completed his saving work, he ascended into heaven where he officially inherited the name Savior. Jesus was the Son of God from eternity past into eternity future. But when he was born of the Virgin Mary, he inherited the name Jesus, which means Savior. Hebrews 1:5. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my Son, today I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be his Father, and he will be my Son"? God said, or revealed many truths about Jesus, that he never said about any angel or any other person. God declared these truths about the Son of God, as the prophets, the psalmists, and others spoke about Jesus and his coming in the Old Testament scriptures. Within the Virgin Mary, God the Father did beget Jesus through the Holy Spirit. See Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. Throughout Jesus' ministry, Jesus prayed to or talked to his Father. As the perfect Son of God, Jesus perfectly represented his Father to others. Hebrews 1:6. And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." Compare the teaching in this verse to Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 43, and Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5. In the Old Testament, God commanded the worship of God only, and forbade the worship of idols. See Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 5. However, as the Son of God, Jesus deserves and receives the worship of angels and our worship too. Moreover, God the Father commanded all of his angels to worship Jesus, his Son. When Jesus was born, the angels announced his coming and worshiped him. See Luke chapter 2, verses 9 through 14. In heaven, the angels are subject to Jesus. See 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 22. And in heaven, the angels worship Jesus and declare he is worthy of their worship. See Revelation chapter 5, verses 9 through 12. Hebrews 1, 7. Of the angels, he says, he makes his angels winds, and his servants flames of fire. Jesus is the Son of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, who sits on God's throne and rules over all from the throne of God. Jesus is fully God and fully human as the Son of God and the Virgin Mary. The angels are beings or messengers that the Son of God created. The Father created the angels through His Son. The angels are spirit beings who are the servants of the Father and the Son. No angel was ever begotten by God as a physical and spiritual human being. Hebrews 1:8. But of the Son, he says, Your throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the righteous scepter is the scepter of your kingdom. The quotations from the Old Testament in the book of Hebrews are from the Greek translation of the Old Testament called the Septuagint. The Holy Spirit inspired Psalms 45 verses 6 through 7 and inspired the writer of the book of Hebrews to apply these words to Jesus the Messiah and Son of God. God the Father declared of God the Son, Your throne, O God, is forever. And the Messiah and Son of God, Jesus' righteous rule over the kingdom of God and all of creation will never end. Hebrews 1:9. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. When Jesus came to earth, he did so because he loved the world and wanted to make purification for sins and wanted to establish the righteous rule of God in the hearts of all who would follow him as Lord and Savior. He showed his love for righteousness and right living. Because he hated wickedness, he preached a gospel of repentance and faith in him for salvation. Jesus perfectly achieved all that God the Father intended. Therefore, Jesus rejoiced in the Lord beyond his disciples and other followers. Hebrews 1:10. And in the beginning, Lord, you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. The Holy Spirit continued to apply the Old Testament writings to Jesus in a way that stressed some of the most important truths about him in as few words as possible. He emphasized once again that Jesus as Lord founded the heavens and the earth. They are his handiwork. See Psalm 19:1 and Psalm 102:25. The Gospel of John stressed the same truth. See John chapter 1 verses 1 through 4. Hebrews 1:11. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like clothing. The prophet Isaiah also foretold this truth. See Isaiah chapter 34, verse 4, and Psalm 102, verse 26. Created things will change, and many things will perish, according to the will of their Creator, Jesus, the Son of God, who rules from God's throne. God the Creator designed created things to wear out, especially after mankind fell into sin. As Redeemer and Savior, Jesus gives eternal life to all who trust in Him as Lord and Savior. See the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16. Hebrews 1:12. Like a cloak, you will roll them up, and like clothing, they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will never end. Jesus Christ will never change. He will never decay or wear out. He can be totally trusted, because He will always love righteousness and hate wickedness. He will always reign in righteousness, and He has promised a new and better world is coming for those who love and follow Him. The writer of the book of Hebrews will show throughout his book, or letter, why everyone should place their faith firmly in Jesus Christ. Created beings and things cannot be relied upon, for they will not remain unchanging. Only God the Father, the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit are worthy of our total trust. Hebrews 1:13. But to which of the angels has He ever said, "Sit at My right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet"? Jesus Christ rose bodily from the dead, and He left His grave clothes behind in the tomb. He appeared bodily in locked rooms to His disciples and was not a ghost, because He was there bodily with the marks of crucifixion still upon Him, and He could be touched. He ascended bodily into heaven and sits bodily at the right hand of God the Father on His throne. By His Spirit, He lives in the hearts of all of His followers. God will completely defeat wicked spirits and evil people someday. Currently, believers still battle with His help, their enemies, and His. Hebrews 1:14. Are not all angels spirits in the divine service, sent to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation? Jesus Christ has commanded the angels to serve His followers. When we inherit salvation, because we are adopted children of God, justified and sanctified through faith in Jesus Christ, we will be glorified by Him. We will be raised from the dead and receive glorified human bodies similar to His resurrected body. We will reign with Him in His kingdom forever. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Name three ways God has spoken to us. 2. Can you think of some ways God speaks to us today? 3. How did Jesus and the apostles show that they were speaking the truth of God? 4. From reading Hebrews 1, what are some of the important blessings that you have received as a result of your faith in Jesus, the Son of God? 5. What are some differences between Jesus and angels? Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible lesson. Copyright 2014 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.